go across to the other side. This is what Jesus tells his disciples after teaching them in Galilee. Let us go across to the other side. Why? What's on the other side of the Sea of Galilee? Well, Jesus doesn't say in today's reading from the Gospel of Mark, but we know that at the start of the next chapter, Jesus and his disciples arrived in the country of the Gerasenes, and the Gerasenes were foreigners, strangers to the Jewish people. There have been two types of missionary activity in the Christian church. The first is the one where missionaries were accompanied by armies, armies aiming to subjugate the indigenous people. These are the kind of missions of which Desmond Tutu, retired Archbishop of Cape Town in South Africa, spoke when he said, "When the Europeans came to Africa, we had the land and they had the Bible. Then they said, 'Let us close our eyes and pray.' When we opened our eyes, we had the Bible and they had our land." The other, and I think it's safe to say, better missionary path is the one where Christians went into new lands with the Bible but no army at all. In addition to the Bible and their Christian faith, these missionaries often brought with them other forms of care and sometimes even literacy itself. Saints Cyril and Methodius were Greek monks in the 9th century who became missionaries in Moravia and created an alphabet for the Slavic languages, so that the Slavs could read the Bible in their own language. That alphabet is still used by millions of Slavic language speakers today and is named for St. Cyril, Cyrillic. There are countless other examples of Christian missionaries throughout the centuries who crossed over into foreign lands to share the gospel and their gifts with others, often at great risk to their own lives. Cyril didn't cross over into a foreign land in order to have an alphabet named after him. Just as Jesus didn't cross over the Sea of Galilee to get caught in a storm so that he could show his power over the elements by subduing the raging seas. That's what happened, of course. The disciples began to get greater clarity about who this man was. But that's not why Jesus crossed over. He crossed over to be with and care for the Gerasenes. See in this morning's reading from Mark, crossing over is not always easy. God is with you as you go. We've seen this past week on our southern border, heartbreaking scenes, asylum seekers from Central America as they have sought to cross over into a land of safety for their families, only to have their children taken from them. Countless Christian pastors, including our own presiding bishop, Michael Curry, have spoken out against this treatment of vulnerable people in our midst. Many have made the point, as I did here last week, that Jesus himself was a refugee from the threat of violence as a young child. Going all the way back to the book of Leviticus, the Holy Scriptures testify to God's desire that we care for the stranger and the vulnerable in our land. Caring for those in need, but those seeking refuge among us, is dear to the heart of Christ. To tear innocent children away from parents who simply wish to give their sons and daughters a childhood free from danger is a sin. As is always the case with sin, it's worth discerning the cause so that we might not simply repent, but also have greater hope of mending our ways. I suspect that the root of this national sin is fear. Fear of difference, fear of change, fear of the loss of privileged status. Jesus knew that fear was a slippery slope to all kinds of sin, which is likely one of the reasons he says time and again, "Do not be afraid." It's another way of saying, "Do not sin." Well documented that Americans who live in areas with a higher percentage of immigrants are more likely to feel favorably towards them than those who don't. simply living in or working with or worshiping alongside a diverse cross-section of society makes us less afraid of those who differ from us, how they might change our culture. Crossing over to the other side and encountering different peoples helps us to cast away fear. Of course, Jesus doesn't simply cross over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee to spend time with the Gerasenes or get to know them, though presumably he does that. And he doesn't send a message to the Gerasenes saying, doing some powerful teaching and healing here on our side of the lake if you want to come over. He crosses over to their land to help them where they live. Not only could our government follow Christ's example and cross over to do what it can to stem the tide of violence in those countries from which so many are currently fleeing, but our own vocation is to meet people where they are rather than insisting that they be like us. Finally, for Christians, all scripture should be read through the lens of Jesus' commandment that we love one another. When we do that, Leviticus 19:34 comes through crystal clear. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, but you were aliens in the land of Egypt. My grandfather was an alien in this land. I suspect many of your grandparents or parents or great-grandparents were as well. You're called to welcome the stranger among us, especially when they come to us seeking refuge from danger. This is our calling as a nation and as followers of Jesus, the one who himself crossed over, brought those who loved him safely to the other side.